Well, I've had an amazing morning. I've spent it at Basingstoke Gymnastic Club watching an 11-year-old boy, Alex, who is a real hopeful for world championships, charging down a narrow ramp towards a stretched-out trampoline and then somersaulting and tumbling his way along at over 70 miles an hour. And I've got his coach here, Anne Bidmead, and in the background you might be able to hear lots of chatter because the little ones are in. And it must be really interesting because as a coach, when you see the little ones, the sort of 3- and 4-year-olds coming in just to do tumble tots, I suppose even at that age there are some who stand out as having an ability that you might be able to develop.
Yes, that's true. Natural talent can become quite apparent at a very young age. But if you just select on natural talent, it's not enough, because there has to be the mental aptitude, which doesn't really show itself until they get older. So often the ones that are really, really talented from the start are not necessarily the ones that make it through to the end.
So what is it about Alex that makes him so special?
I think Alex is very tenacious, and he's also... He goes at his own pace, and he has his own expectations of himself. So I'm just there to sort of knock him into the right avenue and to make sure that he stays there and he doesn't go off track.
It's been awe-inspiring, really, to watch him this morning. And his mum was telling me that often she has to just put her hands in front of her eyes because she can't bear to look. Because one false move and he could do himself a lot of harm.
Yes, he could. And the problem with being a coach is I can't do that. I have to stand there with my heart going boom-doody-boom through about... Well, for example, in the World Championships, we took out about 28 children, and you're there for everyone on track because you're there for your own competitors, but you're also there for your country as well. So you have an emotional roller coaster ride. And whenever I come back from a Worlds or Europeans, I have to sort of regroup, if you like, and I spend a week maybe at home just doing some odd things. And I really do have to work very hard at boosting myself back up again, because all your energy has been expired and they must feel exactly the same.
Now, as a coach, it must be quite frustrating when your particular event is going in or out of the Olympic list and tumbling is not on the list of sports for the 2012 Games, which is obviously disappointing because it means that lots of potential support for young athletes like Alex isn't there.
That's true. And the frustrating thing, I think, for me is that when you go onto things like YouTube, there they are, there's tumbling across YouTube, there's freestyle across YouTube, there's an awful lot of sports that the kids on the streets are really doing and is very fashionable at the moment. How long that fashion will stay? Well, quite a long time, because tumbling's been around for a long, long time. But they're not supported by the Olympic Committee, and I really do feel, this is a personal feeling, that the Olympics is lagging behind.
Yeah, they could do with just paying a little bit more attention to what, you know, young people are interested in and capitalising on that and almost rewarding it.
Yes, I mean, what is sport about? It's about getting kids in off the streets. It's about them learning self-discipline, how to achieve. It's a great, great learner. It's a fantastic thing for children to become part of. And yet, when we look at the Olympics, it doesn't really change much. And I get really cross when things like football and rugby and golf are in, because they already have their world championships. They don't need that kudos and status. But other sports do, and they should be there.
And on a slightly different tack, as a coach, you've noticed that the way young girls and boys respond to coaching is very different.
Yes, it's. I mean, I love the psychology behind sport, and I really do think that when I look at girls and boys, I believe that girls have already made a decision that they're not going to be as good as the boys. Now, the catch-22 here is, if they made the decision that they could be as good as a lad, could they aspire to it? Or is it that physically they never could? I think it's a bit of both. I think physically maybe they couldn't aspire to exactly the same heights as the boys, but I think they could get a bit closer if only they weren't so conscious about their peers and the pressure that they have, that they feel from people around them. Whereas the boys, they tend to, I'm going to take this on, I'm going to do it, and I can land on my head 10 times, and who cares? I'm just going to get back up and I'm going to get out there. And the girls would be more... Well, if I land on my head, I might hurt myself and that might take me out for a week. They do really have much larger concerns around their own personal training, whereas the boys, they tend to stand up for who they are and they believe in themselves more.
And that isn't a generalisation. It's not something that you can begin to address by coaching methods.
I don't think so. I've been in this sport, in different types of gymnastic sports, for 30 years. I mean, my history is with the four-piece artistic, which is an Olympic sport, and it's exactly the same in that. When you look at what the boys do on their six pieces, the girls don't get up to the level of what the boys do. So I think it comes from birth. I don't think it's something that just... I think sport highlights the differences. I don't think it makes the differences.
And something that you were telling me earlier on this morning is that, you know, fairly recently you've had a real talent, a girl who you think could have been world champion, decide to jack it in.
Yes, I mean, it wasn't just my opinion that she was that good. The whole country was looking at her, and she was on her way up there, and she was going to go senior this year. And she had a break after the World Championships over Christmas and got with some friends who were also gymnasts in other sports here at Basingstoke. And they all decided to give up. And I know that in 5-10 years' time, she's going to look back and think, why didn't I just stay in there? But there's nothing I can do about that. I've just got to support her and let her go and hope that maybe 6 months' time she may come back and decide to do it, because there is a career at the end of this. Gymnastics does lead to careers in things like the Cirque du Soleil or stunt work or film work. And maybe the decision she's made is right. But for me as a coach, obviously, I think she left a little bit too early.
And that's one of the things that you just have to accept as a coach, really. You give so much, and then the decisions and the commitment have to come from the young athletes. Why do you do the job?
I love children, and they inspire me, and I think they keep me young. And, you know, the trouble is when I get in with a group of adults, I find I'm coming out with things like cool man and all that sort of thing, like we did back in the 60s. Maybe it's that, I don't know, and I'm feeling more comfortable with it, but I do like working with them, and I like to get children in off the streets. If I can get one child in off the streets and it's changed them, their life, then that's fantastic. That's what it's all about.